It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now, we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. Hail, hail. The gang's all here. I wasn't using bad language there.
No. You weren't
people
saying.
People may have thought, what is Tim saying?
You got that? Everybody's attention.
What is he saying on Christian radio there? No. H-A-I-L. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim. If you meant the other place, you would have said
right.
H-E double hockey sticks.
Yeah, that's so, right. That's right.
Like it says right there in the Bible.
That's right. What about it, J.J. Jasper?
So this lady, two times in a row, her toaster burnt the bread. So she said, I'm getting rid of this dude, getting a new toaster. And come to find out, she had black toast intolerance.
She was black toast intolerant.
And apparently I am.
Bada-boom. Bada-boom.
Will you give me another chance?
Yeah, you got another one?
Yeah, I do.
So, I don't know why we're giving him another chance to do the same thing.
Fella went to check on one of the elderly members of his church, and she was a senior citizen, and she had a lot of cats. Well, he went to check on her, and she was actually in the yard with the cats. She went, here, kitty, kitty, and she was saying, come here, Erpillar. Come here, Alog. Good morning, Iraq. Hi, Astrophic. And he said, those are some very unique names. Those are very unusual names for cats. Where in the world? She said, oh, that's their last name. Caterpillar, Catalog, Cataract.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I told you, Tim.
Yeah, walked right into that one. Yeah.
Here, kitty, kitty,
right.
Kitty.
We got it. All right. J.J. Jasper, ladies and gentlemen, from Owensboro, Kentucky.
You didn't have to say that after that.
He'll be here all week. Okay, so first-time callers it is today. So the only folks we're accepting phone calls to be on the air is people who've never been on with us before. And the phone number to get in line to ask and answer a trivia question, we're about to give our trivia questions, and you can pick one to answer. But the phone number to call in and be on the air with us, if you've never gotten on the air with us before, is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is the phone number, and we will take your calls. Ed, what's the ground rules here?
Well, like you said, first-time callers only. If you've never been on the air with us for this show, today could be your day. 888-589-8840.
That's the way I look at life every
8840. What's that?
Today could be your day.
Today could be
Tony
your
Robbins
day.
Tony Robbins says.
That you might as well choose to look at life that way.
That's what we choose this.
We all know, grocery right. Cart's going to run over our foot.
But we trick our minds to thinking everything's going to be rosy.
Something out of whack usually happens, but you might as well face it with a positive
attitude.
That's
what I say. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I'm going to stop you right here because what you just said about things being out of whack, we need to just someday say, how are you doing? You know, everything's in whack. or do this. Come to work and say, you doing okay? Oh, I am a gruntled employee.
And gruntled.
Well, I'm
not
gruntled.
Disgruntled.
I'm not disgruntled. I'm a gruntled employee. Or say,
I like the way
I want to hear one person say that their sinuses are doing well. The only time sinuses are mentioned ever, how you doing?
My sinuses are killing me.
Acting
up.
But just for one, on a Monday morning, you doing all right? Boy, my sinuses are doing great.
That'd be
better than ever.
And I'm
gruntled.
That is a positive outlook on
life.
I'm just piggybacking on what you just said. We're not thankful for when things are going well.
Come on.
I think Monday, I'm going to do that. I'm going to say, you know what? My sinuses are in great shape.
And you're a gruntled employee.
And I'm a gruntled employee. All right, folks, you do need to be 11 years old or older to call in and be on the show with us. And we do have, we're going to have three questions each, as Tim mentioned. One of those is going to be a mystery question. And if you answer it correctly, you will hear this sound.
Ah, the beloved cowbell.
Beloved. And then what happens, JJ, after they get that question correct?
They are going to win an AFR cap. I think this is the best premium, the best little bonus thing that we've offered. That is the best looking cap I've seen in a while. And I'm not exaggerating. That's good looking.
You don't really wear ball caps much yourself, do you?
Every single day.
Do you really?
I do. Trying to hide.
It's not at work.
Not at work. Trying to hide the hair falling out.
Yeah.
So, wear a cap. Yeah, 99% of the time.
Is your hair falling out?
My hair is falling out.
It's sad. sorry to hear that. And that's just straight up. That's just straight up nature. That ain't no chemo or nothing like that, right?
No. That's just.
I got genetics.
That's just what your daddy gave you.
No, I got more. I got more to it than just that. Okay. I spotted. I got the whole reason for it right here.
He's been searching.
No, on Google. No,
he's been
Googling. Saw it. I saw this. I don't think I
all
took
right,
it.
I'll tell
oh
you
yeah,
why.
Yeah. Here it is. With all my aches and pains, I've been diagnosed with an age-related Chinese condition. Young no mo.
Young no mo.
Yeah, I'm young no
young
mo.
Young no mo. All right, let's go. Let's go. Give me.
I think we've got everything right.
Let's
got everything done. All right, here are my three questions. All right, a couple weeks ago, I had a math-related question. I'm all over it now. I'm going full bore mathematics.
Let's go.
What is the transitive property of equality?
Oh, yeah.
What in the world? Are you serious?
Yes.
No,
You guys have heard of this, right?
Haven't you guys heard of this?
I haven't. Yes. It's already making my head hurt.
What is the transitive property of equality, folks?
And what time do they leave, and where are they traveling? Which direction?
Yes.
And who's traveling the opposite
If you're leaving
direction?
New York City going 60 miles an hour. Okay, if you can answer that question without looking it up or without asking somebody.
You got too much time
You're just recalling it from algebra.
Yeah, okay.
Algebra.
It's in the algebra family.
It's in the algebra family.
Okay.
You get a cap. We'll send you a cap.
Oh, wow.
So what is the transitive property of equality? Yeah. Second question.
Sounds like a DEI thing.
Because of its equality.
Yeah, equality.
Transitive property of equality.
See, I was thinking of somebody out on a construction site doing some surveying.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we doing here before we break ground and get the backhoe? Well, I'm over here using the transit, trying to establish the site again. Hey.
You guys can't even.
What is it?
We're trying to
establish
transitive property of equality.
Yeah. I got to do that first before the backhoe starts
then
digging the footer.
Then you want to know what's the age of Aquarius.
I think. All right, listen, all you math people out there, you
both
guys
y'all.
Answer.
Bring it.
Both of y'all. You answer it and show these guys.
Yeah.
If there
us.
Are people out there. Who still remember what they learned in school. All right, second question. The fastest growing plant in the world grows 35 inches a day. What is it?
Oh, man.
The fastest growing plant in the world grows 35 inches a day. That's stunning.
Yeah.
What is it?
You watch it. It moves.
I guess you can.
Yeah. I can tell you how it started at a – the mom sent that boy to the store with some cattle, two cows on a rope, and he come back with some magic beans.
Magic beans.
And not only did he get grounded, but then you got this question for our trivia.
That's right.
Magic beans.
Magic beans. Okay. All right, my third question. When they were first domesticated, carrots were originally purple in color, not orange. Is that true or false? When they were first domesticated, carrots were originally purple in color, not orange. Is that true or false?
I don't get too many English whiplashes, but when you said first domesticated, I went to an animal, no doubt about it. Here's a question about a cat or a dog, and then you said carrot.
Carrots.
That just sort of threw my lexicon for a little bit of a
for a loop.
I need to see a lexicon chiropractor.
They were wild. for centuries.
Oh, just oh,
partied from Friday night till
untamable
wee carrots, hours in the morning on Sunday.
You know, carrots were you didn't want to be around them; they corrupted your morals. You know, the wild carrots.
Yeah. Well, it's right there in the Bible about that man who went down, was going down to Jericho, and he got attacked by carrots.
Wild carrots?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a great
beat
name.
Beat them up.
Be a great name for a band, though.
Tell me Wild carrots. I could see that concert. Here's what I've got.
We're
first question.
We're easily distracted here.
First question. On this day in 1944, a U.S. president was elected to an unprecedented fourth term.
Mm-hmm.
Name him. It actually happened on this day in history, 1944. Who was elected for a fourth term to be a U.S. president? Second question, if you're suffering from odontalgia, what's wrong? Let me do it in Tim Wildman language. You look out your back window and you see somebody stumbling around out there and you say to your wife, that fella's got odontalgia. Anybody can see that.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong
with the boy?
I'm going to say, go out on a limb, 90% of the people have experienced this.
We have?
So it's something that almost everybody has gone through.
Why are you guys making fun of the transitive property of equality?
Odontalgia.
Odontalgia.
Yeah. So third question, true or false? I got a long explanation, then I'll shorten it. It was 1923, horse racing, Kentucky Derby, Preakness, Belmont Stakes. Belmont Stakes trainer, not a jockey. He always wanted to be a jockey, always wanted to win. So he got to race. It was a 20-1 odds. This is 1923, Frank Hayes racing, crossed the finish line. But before he got to the finish line, he had a heart attack and died.
Mm.
So
I don't think you need to repeat that.
No, this
that's
is true.
Enough.
Thank you for joining us today, folks.
So a jockey won a horse race after he'd already died, suffered a heart attack. Say it's the only time in history where a rider won posthumously. Is that
you
true?
You mean the guy's dead?
If it's true. It's true. The only time in history
that ever happened, a rider
that he had a heart attack, the excitement, 21 odds, first time he'd ever ridden to win a race, and just that's why I don't want to ever win the lottery.
Hey, what's wrong with Bill?
and let me just tell you, if that's true, his last name is Vitagliano.
Oh, wow.
Because that is the kind of luck that runs in my family.
Like when you went to the Niagara Falls and it was dried up. You told that story years ago.
No, it wasn't dried up. It was foggy.
Oh,
we couldn't see it.
I thought they'd turned the faucet off. And it was. Yeah, anyway, true or false, a guy, Frank Hayes, died crossing the finish line at a Belmont Stakes race, horse race.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
We're ready for whatever you
bring. What are the two names for male turkeys?
That's appropriate. That's a timely question.
What are the two names we have for male turkeys?
Number two,
what animal can only eat when its head is upside down? I'm serious, Clark. I'm serious. What animal can only eat when its head is upside down?
I paid $2 at the circus to see that boy do that in that tent.
This is an animal and a human. If you see a human do this, he's been drinking a lot. All right, so number three, baby boomer question. What two actresses were known as the queens of television comedy in the mid-20th century? I'll give you a hint. Their last names begin with the same letter.
Oh, that's a good hint. Huh. Read the question again.
What two actresses were known as the queens of television comedy in the mid-20th century? That is the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Good.
And the hint is that their names began with the same letter, last names.
Good.
Let's go.
All right, we're going to go to Ohio first, and Linda is on the line. Linda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, everyone. I'm very glad to be with
you. Thank you, Linda. Where are you calling from in Ohio?
I am about an hour north of Columbus in Marion.
Okay. Yeah, we have a lot of listeners in the central Ohio, Columbus area.
Beautiful country.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for calling. And You want to ask or answer or both today?
I'm going to do both.
Okay. Which one do you want to take a shot at here?
I would like to answer the fastest growing plant.
All right, Linda, here's the question. The fastest growing plant in the world grows 35 inches a day. What is it?
Bamboo.
It is bamboo. And for those
down
here in the South who think it's kudzu, kudzu is only a foot per day.
Not even close.
Not even close. Bamboo's almost three times that.
Okay.
Amazing.
How did you know that, Linda? Y'all got some bamboo there in Central Ohio or what?
I think I just heard it at one point and it just popped in my brain right away.
What if I said,
yeah,
just throwing this out there, what if I said if I don't believe you?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
I don't believe that.
You know,
where'd you get that information from?
I looked it up, and I double checked it.
On that very internet?
I double checked it.
Oh, did you? Okay. Well, my apologies.
Yeah, you can hear it grow. Go out there and turn over a 5-gallon bucket and sit there. You can hear it.
That's actually dangerous.
Well, I'll tell you.
Bamboo's moving at how many miles an hour?
Well, I didn't say it was moving.
Well, no, it's moving. If it's growing 35 feet a day, it's coming at you.
It's not crossing feet. The street, Tim. It's not crossing the street in the middle of traffic.
Well, how much did you say it grew?
35 inches a day.
50 inches a day. 35 feet. Still, you're outside in your yard. You mow your grass. You go inside, watch a TV show, come back out, and that thing's coming.
Is absolutely the truth. You guys, both of you know Rusty Benson.
Yeah.
Yes.
He worked here for 30-plus years, and still we won't let him fully retire. He works on our magazine some. He had bamboo in his yard, and I was over there one time, and I said, man, I like the look of that. I said, can I grab some of that, dig it up, and put it in my yard? And he told me, he said, oh, no. He said, you do not want bamboo in your yard. He said, it does look great. He had planted it because there's a 4-lane right on the side of his house, and he wanted to kind of block.
Barrier.
Barrier. He said, you cannot get rid of it. And it grows fast, and it spreads.
Yeah,
and that might have saved my life, Tim.
Yeah, well,
could have. Kind of.
All right, Linda. Go ahead.
For recycling.
What's that?
Because it's a replacement for it's used in furniture and bicycles. It grows so fast.
So your furniture grows, and your den.
I want to see somebody on a bamboo bicycle. I want to watch that guy come down the street.
Your furniture expands.
Hey, Linda, what's your question for us?
Well, because you all are so entertaining when you start to even think about Mayberry, I thought I would pose this question, and it's likely going to be very easy for you all. But the question is, who purchased the town cannon?
Now, Ed's got a chance. Tim and I, not even on the same page.
Okay. All right. I remember the episode. Andy, they wanted to sell the cannon. And so Andy started making up stuff about where the cannon came from. I think he said something about the Revolutionary War. And they found a buyer. And Andy and then, I mean, Barney and Andy's girlfriend got mad at him, Andy, for lying about this. In fact, little Opie was very disappointed in his father. And I can't remember the name of the guy who came to buy it, but what happened was Andy's conscience bothered him, and he bought the cannon back, and the city wound up paying for it. And then somebody else, I think, bought it. I remember the episode.
You remembered it. You memorized it.
Yeah, you got a parable there.
No, and then whenever you stopped, I did see that episode on Antique Roadshow where they showed up with the cannon to see what its worth was.
Yeah, it was very moving.
Hey,
Ed,
are you impressed, Linda, at how much Ed knew without knowing the guy's actual name?
I can't remember who actually wound up with it. I want to say Barney wound up with it or somebody. You have to help me out, Linda.
Mr. Mason.
Oh, is this the original guy who bought it?
Yes.
Okay.
He purchased the Crown Cannon.
But you can tell, Linda, that Ed's seen that episode more than once.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's a great episode. I think it's the one where Barney makes himself sick drinking milkshakes because he was just so distraught. He had to have another one. It was kind of like a scene out of a saloon Western. I think that was the same episode.
Linda, thank you so much for listening there in Ohio, and we're glad you were able to get through for the first time on Learning University. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, let's go to Louisiana, and Johnny is on the line. Johnny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, sir. Good to be with you. I've been trying for a couple years, first time.
Wonderful.
Wow. Johnny, thanks for your persistence.
Absolutely.
Where do you live in Louisiana?
Longville, Louisiana. It's the southwest corner.
Southwest corner, down by Texas?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're about 30 miles from Texas border.
I'm about
40 miles north of Lake Charles.
I got you. Know where you are. Well, listen, thanks for calling. And you want to ask, answer, or both?
Do both.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
I'll do the one about the fourth term president.
Yes, sir. Here's the question. On this day in 1944, a U.S. president was elected to an unprecedented fourth term. Name him.
FDR.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Is that the mystery question?
What about that?
We got a ball cap going,
Johnny,
to Louisiana.
Do you know what that sound means?
Yes, sir. Get the AFR ball cap.
Yes, AFR ball
sir.
Cap coming
yeah.
your way down I-10.
That's right. Straight down I-10.
That's right, brother. I know where you are.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, you landed on the mystery question, answered it correctly.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt was his full name.
Franklin D. Roosevelt, and four elected to an unprecedented fourth term.
Yeah.
So you know,
and they changed that. They changed that constitutionally after that.
But Trump's thinking about changing it back so he can run and win a fourth term.
Third term.
What I did there? So he can win a fourth term.
Good job. I see what you did there. Yeah, it took me a second.
Stay on.
I'd like to talk about that for about an hour. Can we do that, the election in 2020? Can we review that again?
Hey, Johnny, stay on the line after we're over so they can get your address to get that headed
down.
Fire
away, Johnny. Bring it.
Yeah, what's your question for us?
Okay, yes, sir. A sports question. What American city has three professional sports franchises, and they all wear the same colors?
That would be Pittsburgh.
JJ's on it.
Black and yellow.
Yep.
You got the
You're
Steelers. You got
that's
the
right.
Pirates and the Penguins.
Pirates, right. Black
Penguins.
That was a marketing. That was a genius marketing thing, and I don't know why others didn't do that. Kind of keep everything flowing and the continuity, everybody wearing the colors of their teams.
Yeah,
John, same colors. That's right. Yeah, the only one that left out is the NBA. The NBA couldn't get on the same page.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they don't have a. Do they have a team?
No, that's why they couldn't get on the same page.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you got us there, Johnny. Because I thought, wait, I can't recall the name of their NBA team.
I will tell you this: when the Pittsburgh Penguins first joined the league, I think that was in 68, 67, somewhere in there. Their uniforms were originally blue, pale blue. So they must have at some point changed it so
peer
they could
pressure.
Get in line with everybody else.
Yeah, positive peer pressure.
Hey, Johnny, going to put you on hold, brother, and Cindy Roberts will get your information. And that hat, she be a-coming.
Now, when y'all see Johnny wearing that hat, congratulate him. So, man, I heard you on the radio when you won that hat.
Do hats have a gender?
They do now.
Yeah, it says she's a-coming, right?
Yeah, yeah. What?
Like
she
be coming around the mountain?
No, look, ships do. And,
I didn't know hats had a gender.
I just wanted to identify
it. Yeah, well,
as
you identified.
Female.
We'll take a short time out right here. When we get back, Tammy in Oklahoma, I think, is up next. We'll get to your calls.
We're living in a time when truth is under attack. Lies are easy to tell, easy to spread, and easy to believe. But truth is costly. And nowhere is the cost greater than for mothers in crisis. When a woman is told abortion is her only option, silence and lies surround her. But when she walks into a preborn network clinic, she's met with compassion, support, and the truth about the life growing inside her. That moment of truth happens through a free ultrasound, and it's a game changer. When a mother sees her baby and hears that heartbeat, it literally doubles the chance she'll choose life. Preborn Network clinics are on the front lines, meeting women in their darkest hour, loving them, and helping them choose life and sharing truth. Friend, this is not a time to be silent. It's a time for courage, for truth, for life. Just $28 provides one ultrasound and the opportunity for a mother to see her baby, to help her choose truth and life. Donate today. Call pound 250 and say baby. That's pound 250 baby. Or give online at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
All right. There you go. I love Lucy. Lucy!
You have some splaining to do.
Splaining. All right, so we're going to get back to the phones. Who's next, Ed?
All right, we're going to Oklahoma, and Tammy is on the line. Tammy, welcome to Trivia Friday. Okay, I guess I need to click on...
My sinuses are great today.
Tammy, a woman after my own heart. That's good. That is wonderful.
It's a way to begin your day.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
right. Well, they weren't so good the first thing this morning, but they're good now.
We're about to get that weather whiplash across the country, and it's just going to trigger some bad attitudes and some drain in there. Our sinuses.
Man, I know. I'm going to see Brandon Lake tomorrow night, and I'm going to have to wear a coat, I'm afraid.
Right.
Oh, outside? I mean, the concert's inside, right?
Yeah, but I'll have to wear a coat.
Yeah,
no,
you will. Yes, you will.
I hear it's going to be in the 20s where we live. Well, across the country, we've got a big cold blast coming.
What's it going to be in Oklahoma tomorrow night?
I think it's supposed to dip down into the 20s, but they said like the wind chills may be like 18.
That just ain't right.
No, well, too early November for that.
In Oklahoma, they live with a wind chill.
Yeah.
That's true. 365. Huh?
The only thing between Oklahoma and Canada is three barbed wire fences. So that's problematic.
It's the only thing trying to hold that wind from blowing
hey,
across the
Tammy,
plains.
Hey, Tammy, you made it. First-time caller, ask, answer, or do both, and love the energy. Which one do you want to answer?
Oh, I love you guys so much. I listen to y'all. I love this show. I look forward to it. And today was the first time I tried to call, and by golly, I got in.
There you are.
Well,
so
you're
going to
make
both.
Some people mad.
She wants to do both. That's their problem.
What? jealousy you know. And envy, that's a real problem there. Tammy, which one you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the turkeys.
All right, the turkey question, which is mine, is the here it is. What are the two names we have for male turkeys?
That would be a Tom and a Jake.
Okay. I don't have Jake. I have Tom.
Jake is a young male.
Okay. Can you think of another name? I'll give you one more shot here. Another name for a male turkey?
A gobbler?
Yes.
There you go. All right.
Oh. So what are the two names for male turkeys? I have Tom or gobbler.
Yeah. We learned something about Jake being a young male
turkey.
So
Jake is a young male turkey.
Right, and they're really stupid.
Well, and you know that's kind of true. I say this as having been one of all teenage boys too, isn't it? I mean, until they hit like 25.
Well, I'm not going to go down that road. Right. I'm talking about turkeys.
Okay.
Turkey.
Yeah.
That's why they're just dumb.
That's why the insurance for young turkeys is so high until they get their beard all grown out.
Yeah, become a gobbler full grown.
That's right. Hey, Tammy.
I have a beard, yeah.
Tammy, what's your question for us?
What was the name of Opie's half brother?
Ed's going to know.
Opie's half brother.
Well, you Andy Griffin people are like a cult.
Well, they're gonna kick me out of the cult.
I mean, every week we use some kind of deep dive into episode 6, year 7.
You never been to those?
Was it
Mayberry,
black and white or color?
You never been to those Mayberry Con?
I've seen them.
Mayberry conventions. Ed dresses up. Right. And goes
you got to dress up as somebody. All right, let me ask you: is this like from when the series turned to color? After like
well,
he,
I don't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know
well,
he had.
I didn't know he had a half brother. I think you have stumped me. Tammy, what's the answer? I don't know, and I can tell you for right now that these two guys on either side of me, they're not a part of the cult. They don't have.
But
any
look,
clue.
Are you sure this? You don't have this mixed up with my three sons or something else? Because
no,
I never ever
no.
heard of this. All right, what's the answer?
Okay, so Opie had a younger half brother, and his name was Andrew Taylor Jr. His stepmom's name was Helen Crump.
They must have got married
towards the end,
like season 7 or something. I never watched.
Used to get married before they had babies back in those days.
Yes, it's true. I didn't keep watching Andy Griffith after Don Knotts left. When Barney left, I just gave
checked
it up.
Out,
so yeah,
out.
I checked
what he's
out.
Trying to say is that he doesn't know the secret handshake, and he's got right. the badge and the whistle.
Yes.
But he's not full blown in the Mayberry right. cult.
What's the answer?
So
Tammy?
He just
says, yeah. It's whenever they got married when it was color, when it went from black and white, and after Don Knotts. Went on to be, what was that chicken thing he was in?
Yeah, the Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Oh,
and
the Ghost of Mr. Chicken, yeah.
Yeah.
Apple Dumpling Gang, too, wasn't he?
And he was in the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Hey, Tammy, again, we love your energy. Thank you for listening to AFR. Stay warm, bundle up, enjoy that concert.
That was a great question.
Yeah, right. And I loved how her enthusiasm.
I think quickly we need to repeat our questions and back to the phone.
Okay, and I will add one.
By the way, you're listening, if you're wondering what you're listening to, it's today's it's Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
And we're on American Family Radio, and we're here every Friday with Edumacation, unlike you'll find anywhere else. So
that's right.
Here
right,
go.
Here are my three trivia questions. Question number one, what is the transitive property of equality?
Mm-hmm.
You have to go back to your algebra days. What is the transitive property of equality? If you can answer that question correctly without looking it up or without asking anybody, you'll get a ball cap, an AFR ball cap. Second question, when they were first domesticated, carrots were originally purple in color, not orange. Is that true or false? And I will add a multiple choice. How many countries are there in South America? Are there 8, 10, 12, or 16? How many countries are there in South America? 8, 10, 12, or 16?
Mm-hmm.
You can look that up. We encourage you to do a little research.
Here's what I've got. First question, if you're suffering from odontalgia, what's wrong? Second question, true or false, a jockey once won a horse race after he had died. 1923, Frank Hayes at Belmont Park.
So if that's true, he was alive when he got up on it. And then he started racing and something happened, sadly, and he didn't make it.
Heart attack, a quarter mile left in the race.
If that's true,
and it's the only time in history a rider won posthumously. I have a hard time saying that word.
Yeah.
True or false? Then I'm going to add one. What was the name of one of the earliest math machines consisting of a frame with parallel wires with beads used for mathematics?
I like something from the 60s.
Well, they when they weren't using it for math,
putting
they,
on beads
they,
and stuff.
They used it with, say something crazy.
Yeah, no, be careful. Yeah.
Trying to make a Frankenstein.
One slip.
They attach those electrodes.
You're sitting at home wondering what happened.
Yesterday I was, and now today.
Today, that's one snap of the tongue.
No. So hey, so anyway, here's this rack, this frame with these wires, little beads on there, used for mathematics.
Oh, I remember those. They still use those in preschools and stuff.
Don't blurt it out. One of the earliest computers, maybe, is a good way to say it.
All right. My turn? Yes. All right. What animal can only eat when its head is upside down? What animal can only eat when its head is upside down?
I'm racking my brain. I cannot think of it.
You'll know it when I give it to you. Number two, what two actresses were known as the queens of television comedy in the 50s, 60s, and 70s? Hint, their last names begin with the same letter.
I think I know this one.
There you go.
All right. We ready?
Yeah.
Let's go to Alabama, and Gary is on the line. Gary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
College is a scam, but Learning University is definitely worthwhile.
Thank you for your honesty, Gary.
I love
Gary.
That. Yeah.
Hey, do you mind having that printed out on a shirt and wear that, especially on different campuses when you're going to ball games and things? Hey, Gary, congratulations on your state. Huntsville won in all of the competition. Space Force, did you guys hear that, is going to Huntsville. Zillions of jobs and zillions of dollars poured into Alabama.
All kinds of engineers and programmers, those guys, they're loving it, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Trump just announced that and a lot of
I didn't see that.
Yeah, a lot of states wanted that to happen, and it was a good fit because they've already got you got Houston and Texas, a lot of space, then you got Huntsville, kind of like the sister space thing, and so they got awarded to Huntsville, the Space Force.
Huntsville, Alabama is known as Rocket City.
Yes.
Anyway, Gary, I don't know which part of the state you live in.
I'm actually in Huntsville, and I grew up in Houston, which is Rocket Town.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Rocket Town and Rocket City. Elton John would be so proud of you guys right now.
That's right.
And I had an uncle named Rocky Raccoon. That was his nickname.
Hey, I think I've said this on
It's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
I think I've said this on the air one time, but I'm going to say it quicker than I ever have. Years ago, I was reading the USA Today. They said if you threw a dart to hit a city to say what's the best city in America to live in, it would be Huntsville. Well, it drew me in, and they said the space thing, they wanted to kind of make the switch from Houston to Huntsville, but all these physicist guys and rocket, you know, scientists, they said, we're not moving to a place unless they got great theaters, great sports, the best gyms, the best, and they said, we'll make that happen. And, you know, and they just laid out all these things with theater and entertainment and sports and the best spas, everything, they said, so our families can come there. Isn't that true, Gary? They said you guys have a kind of like you're the Los Angeles of the South or the Atlanta.
Minus the carjackings.
Yeah. But no, they said it's the pay and how clean it is and the kind of high level of living. You guys have it all there in Huntsville is what I hear.
Mm-hmm. It's swell. There's a nice atmosphere and element of church and school and jobs and hunting and all the good stuff that I've come to love.
Allison and I were over in Huntsville last spring for my daughter. My granddaughter had one of those dance recitals or whatever downtown, and they got some fabulous old houses.
Huntsville?
Yeah, we just walked down the streets and looked at these old, I'm talking about over 100 years old.
Well, I want to feel a part of this conversation. So you were talking.
Let's talk about Andy Griffith then.
JJ, you were talking about throwing a dart at a map. Just this past summer, I put on the kitchen cabinet, I put a map of the United States, and I told my wife, I gave her a dart, and I said, you throw the dart wherever it lands, that's where we'll go on vacation. And so guess where we're going? We're spending our vacation behind the refrigerator, apparently, because my wife can't hit the broad side of a barn.
Boom. All right, Gary, where are we here?
Ask, answer, or do both, Gary?
Let's do both.
Which one do you feel confident about?
A couple of them, but I think the one I can remember is the one about the math question about the wiry thing with the little sliders on it.
Yeah, here we go. Here's the question.
It's like hamburgers.
What was the name of one of the earliest math machines consisting of a frame with parallel wires with beads used for computation?
That's called an abacus.
Abacus. Yeah.
I think the Chinese invented it or something way that, back.
I remember those.
That's when we had them in elementary school, sliding those beads.
Yeah.
All right, good job. What do you remember? Are you old enough to remember seeing one of those?
What do you call it again, Gary?
Abacus.
Yeah.
I asked Gary. That's okay.
Sorry. Right. Go ahead, Gary. would you call it again?
Abacus.
Yeah.
What's your question for us?
Sure. So during the Civil War, soldiers would carry a sewing kit, and this sewing kit had a colloquial name, a kind of a pet name, we'll say. What did they call a sewing kit in the Civil War?
A sewing kit in the Civil War.
Soldiers need a sewing kit.
Right.
I can't remember this. I think we've had this question before, and I can't remember. This, I think this is going to be something we've all heard.
I'm going to say throw something out about cat gut, and I'm just guessing something that includes cat gut.
Where'd you come up with that one?
That's what they used to say they stitched up with.
It's just his sinuses have been acting up, and that's just affected his...
affected my overall reasoning. You've never heard of cat gut when somebody said, I'm going to have to get stitched up. They're going to have to get out the cat gut.
Yeah. And, that's what they used to use.
I think they did.
Yeah. Oh, wow. No, I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
That's all right, though.
There were a lot more cats back then.
Yeah.
Hey,
more than one way to.
Yes, that's right. What about you guys? You got to.
I think we're going to all recognize the.
All right. What's the answer?
According to Hardtack and Coffee, they called a sewing kit a housewife.
Okay. No, I was way off.
Yeah. I'm going to stay with cat good.
A housewife. Because, I can see why, because that's woman's work.
Oh man, you were so on your own.
You know, you were so close not to putting your. Every time you open your mouth, you switch feet.
You don't even have to go to work. You know, you're not even going to get the break of going to work this week. You got to go home.
I got to go home.
24/7 for the next 2 days. Hear about that,
Gary? Thank you for listening to AFR. Right,
listen. So we're talking about Houston and Huntsville.
Yes.
Being NASA, you know. So Jeff Foxworthy, I mentioned this before.
Oh, that's
Jeff
funny.
Foxworthy says, there's two words that don't go together.
That sounds like him.
NASA and Alabama. That's one of his standard jokes.
Oh, my word,
then
he
talked about, then he went into the, you might be, whatever happened
you
to
might
him,
be
by the way.
Oh, he's still around.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
you might be a
good guy, they say.
If you care a beer... to a job interview, you might be a redneck.
If you mow your grass and find a car,
you might be a redneck.
You might be a redneck.
He had some hilarious jokes.
Did we already say goodbye to Gary, by the way?
Yes. You say
yes,
hello.
We did.
Okay.
All right, you're listening to, let's repeat our questions quickly.
Okay.
Real quick.
What is the transitive property of equality? Second question, when they were first domesticated, carrots were originally purple in color, not orange. Is that true or false? And then how many countries are there in South America? Multiple choice. Are there 8, 10, 12, or 16?
First question, if you're suffering from odontalgia, almost everybody's had that. If you're suffering from odontalgia, what's wrong? Second question, 1923, Frank Hayes, riding in the Belmont Stakes, had a heart attack and died before he crossed the finish line, but the horse won. Is that true or false? Third question, and my wife and kids have helped me with some of these questions. Name the 9 fruit of the Spirit without looking it up. The fruit of the Spirit, and there's 9, and I want you to name those.
Any particular version of the Bible or anything? Or
No. It's worded a little different in a few. Yeah.
All right, here are my 2 questions I have left. What animal can only eat when its head is upside down?
And you thought you had a bad case of the hiccups.
This animal can perform. All right, my second question is, what two actresses were known as the queens of television comedy in the 50s, 60s, and 70s? And the hint I have for you is their last names begin with the same letter.
I can only think of one. You say you know them? You think you know them?
I think I got them.
Blurt them out.
Well, then I'm running out of questions.
Yeah. Maybe at the end of the show, if no one's gotten it, I'll give my guesses.
Somebody should get that, don't you think?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
They'll kick themselves.
Adam knows it, and Ed does it.
These are very famous people. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're here every Friday with, we also call this show Learning.
University.
No, let's do it again. We also call this Learning University. Learning University is on the air. We're getting some new Learning University t-shirts made, or so I'm told. And so they should be ready maybe in the next month or so.
Oh, all right.
A design. Remember we assigned that to somebody and haven't heard back.
Well, here's the problem. If you can't remember who you assigned it to.
I remember.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, the government shut down. There's a lot of places have been affected that you don't really realize.
You're right, JJ.
Until you're waiting on an order to come through.
Yeah, and you forget who you ordered it from.
Yeah. You ever loaned out a tool and forgot who you loaned it out to? And the chances of them going, I've got to get this back to Ed, especially if it's like a brother-in-law or something. That's not going to happen.
Trust me, nobody's ever said, I'm going to go borrow a tool from Tim.
Because his tools are way better than mine.
I don't do tools. Maybe a wrench.
Right.
Maybe a monkey wrench and maybe some pliers. That's about a screwdriver. I knew the difference between
you need a screwdriver.
Phillips head and a regular.
Mr. Phillips made his mark.
When we leave that.
Right.
You're lost in the Amazon.
Yeah, that's right. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. Back to the phones.
All right, we're going to go to Kansas. And Gayla, it looks like, from Kansas, is on the line. Gayla, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing? Who am I talking to?
Gayla.
Where you live in Kansas, Gayla?
Wichita.
Okay,
good
wonderful.
Area.
Yeah, Kellogg Avenue. They still working on it?
Oh, yes.
I figured they were.
They'll be working on it till Jesus comes.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what the sign says. Slow down the 40. We're working on this till Jesus comes.
I've been to Wichita not as many times as Jay did, but probably 5 times I've been to Wichita, and every single time,
Kellogg Avenue,
which is the main drag,
has
got major construction going on. So that's the reason I said
I was born here, and I'm older now, and they're still working on it.
Well, we love the area. One time, Tim and me and the artist, what was his name?
Named Prince?
No.
Formerly known as Prince?
No. The artist that we know.
Mitchell Toll.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to be at a place, and we were looking at the addresses. We were on Kellogg, and it was like 6:30, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1300s, 14. Then it went back down to something else, and we're like, whoa, what just happened? And it's like the numbers changed, and we drove, and we said, we didn't think we'd ever seen a road as long as that. We drove on it 10 miles trying to find where we just thought it's going to be right down here because all main drags in town are a mile or two. And we were driving, didn't we drive like 10 miles and the
Gayla
numbers
knows.
Started? Yeah, Gayla. I said all that to say I pity the poor pizza delivery people.
Yes.
All right, Gayla, ask, answer, or both?
Just answer.
Okay, which one?
About the carrots.
Okay, here's the question, Gayla. When they were first domesticated, carrots were originally purple in color, not orange. Is that true or false?
Yes, that's true. And my husband says he's at work, but he said they were sometimes yellow and white also back then.
Yes, and sometimes they were red.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yeah. Who thinks of this at first? Okay, I'm going to domesticate a vegetable.
Well, precisely what you said at the beginning.
I'm with you on that.
They start off wild, and you can't
out
have
of control.
Them running around your village.
Well, why does that change their color?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, give us some backstory.
Okay, so as Gayla points out, and as her husband rightly said, they had different colors, and with those different colors, they were different tastes. So they would.
That's a good thing.
They would crossbreed to get the sweeter taste, and it wound up the color turned orange. You remember Gregor Mendel and the crossbreeding?
Howie.
What? Howie Mendel.
Yeah. Would he have something to do with that?
No, they weren't related. But, you know, that's how we got – that's how – like, if you look – if I tell you, this is actually fascinating. If you go online and you look at the original forms of corn or apples, they look completely different than what we have because
– heirloom tomatoes.
Yeah, because through breeding, they would, you know, take this particular corn that looked fuller, and they would take this corn that looked fuller – and they would allow those to be cross-pollinated, I should probably say.
Well, Tim, you're a dog lover. That's where they got those dogs that had the fluffy skin and got human eyes. And you're looking right into those blue eyes that look like a human.
Some, you know.
Nothing eerie about that.
Gail, we got to take time out right here. Can
well,
you hold
she
on?
Doesn't have a question for us.
Oh, you don't have a question, right?
No.
Okay.
No question.
Yeah.
All right.
Gayla, congratulations for you and your husband for answering
correctly.
Keep
eating those orange carrots, and you're going to get closer to having 20/20 vision.
Well, that's true. That's what they say.
Yeah. That's what we're promoting on this show.
Yeah.
And at this fine institution of higher learning.
What our parents told you, eat those carrots.
Improve your eyesight.
Improve your eyesight.
And don't cross your eyes because they'll stick like that.
That's
another scientific fact.
Your face will freeze.
One day they're going to start throwing carrots at referees.
that makes sense. So you'll be able to see.
Take a bunch of carrots to the game and toss them on the field.
That's
what do you think?
That's actually fun.
I like that.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.